This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint session of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta this afternoon, highlighting the growing partnership between the two nations. Mr. Modi said, India and Indonesia have immense opportunities to deepen cooperation across a wide range of sectors. He noted that when India and Indonesia stand together, they reinforce the world's faith that democracy creates opportunities and builds trust. The Prime Minister said history will be made when India's 140 crore people and Indonesia's 29 crore people move forward together in pursuit of shared progress.
आने वाले 25 वर्ष हम दोनों देशों के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। आज मैं यह संकल्प लेकर आया हूं कि भारत और इंडोनेशिया मिलकर पूरी मानवता को एक नई ऊर्जा से भर सकते हैं। जब भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक, इंडोनेशिया के 29 करोड़ नागरिक साझा प्रयासों से मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे, तो दुनिया एक नया इतिहास रचते हुए देखेगी।
The Prime Minister said India and Indonesia are working closely to counter terrorism through the Joint Working Group mechanism. He reaffirmed India's commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific and stressed the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation in the region. Mr. Modi also said the reforms of the United Nations Security Council can no longer be delayed. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memorandum of understanding MOUs aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Speaking at a joint press conference with the Indonesian President Prabowo in Jakarta, Prime Minister Modi said growing mutual trust has strengthened cooperation in defense, security and the maritime sector.
2018 mein bani hamari कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप आज एक नई उड़ान ले रही है। हम डेवलपमेंट, सिक्योरिटी, टेक्नोलॉजी, कल्चर और एजुकेशन हर क्षेत्र में महत्वपूर्ण कदम बढ़ा रहे हैं। मुझे विश्वास है आज से भारत इंडोनेशिया साझेदारी का एक सुनहरा अध्याय शुरू होगा और इस सुनहरे अध्याय का बहुत बड़ा सकारात्मक प्रभाव 21वीं सदी की दुनिया पर होगा, पूरी मानवता पर होगा।
The two leaders agreed to set up a branch of IIM Bangalore in Jakarta. Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude after being conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honor, Bintang Adipurna of the Republic of Indonesia.
सबसे पहले मैं इस गर्मजोशी भरे स्वागत के लिए अपने मित्र प्रेसिडेंट प्रबोवो को उनका हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और आज उनके आत्मीयता भरे निमंत्रण पर इंडोनेशिया की यात्रा करते हुए मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है। आज सुबह मुझे आदर के साथ इंडोनेशिया का सर्वोच्च सम्मान दिया गया है। ये सम्मान कोटि कोटि भारतवासियों का है, इंडोनेशिया के लोगों की भावनाओं का है।
Indian Meteorological Department IMD has said that conditions are favorable for southwest monsoon to further advance into some more parts of North Arabian Sea, Gujarat and the remaining parts of Haryana and Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 3 days. The Weather Department forecast heavy rainfall over parts of coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. The Enforcement Directorate today conducted searches at 5 premises in and around Kolkata in the case of dishonest financial dealings and routing of suspected funds in the bank accounts of Trinamool Congress. The preliminary investigation by ED has revealed that huge funds of more than 150 crore rupees have been routed through aviation and travel companies for suspicious purposes. Benchmark domestic equity indices gave up the initial gains and ended on a negative note today. The Sensex dropped 104 points to close at 78,181. The Nifty slipped 32 points to settle at 24,399. And that is the end of this news bulletin.